This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. They're totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And you've also got the option to connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a contact request, and it will be approved. And once it's approved, it will be easy for you to contact us from that point forward via Skype. So again, Skype username, lrn.fm. Last night we teased the story, the horrifying story, the update about the baby, the infant in its crib that was severely burned, all about its face, from what I understand, by some sort of a, was it a flashbang or a smoke grenade?
Flashbang, yeah.
Flashbang that the police had tossed into its crib, ostensibly inadvertently tossed into
its crib. I'm certain that it was inadvertent.
But it's certainly not inadvertent when they shoot dogs, and you've got another dog shooting story coming up here in a little bit, Mark. So we've got all kinds of cop-related news, plus in other police-related news. There's a Montana newspaper editor who's been arrested for taking pictures at a traffic accident. He's now facing 2 years in jail for that. And joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So lots of stuff to talk about tonight, including a bizarre story about Amazon apparently planning to open a brick-and-mortar retail location, which seems counterintuitive to what the whole point of Amazon was. And also, I do definitely want to get to the story about Ross Ulbricht. But since we teased this baby in the crib update story, Mark, do you happen to have that pulled up?
Yeah, I've got it right here. Coming from Habersham County off of WSB-TV. A grand jury recommends no criminal charges in the Habersham County SWAT raid that critically injured a toddler. Phone Shava, affectionately known as Baby Boo Boo, said was
what?
Weeks. Well, that's
was that a name that it was given after the accident happened?
It's a boo boo? I don't know. Yes, it sounds that way. Affectionately known as Baby Boo Boo.
Okay.
I don't know the etymology of the name that people have given to the child. Spent weeks in a burn unit after a SWAT team flash grenade exploded near his face. The toddler was just 19 months old and asleep in the early morning hours of May the 28th. SWAT officers threw the device into his home while executing a search warrant for a drug suspect. In their 15-page presentment, the grand jury...
How many children's faces must be burned off until finally the war on drugs is won?
And, yeah, indeed. It's never going to be one. It's not intended to be one. It is a government make-work program.
I only ask that question for people out there who... The few remaining listeners who might actually support this insanity known as the war on drugs. So, how many babies are you willing to have their flesh seared off of their bones?
In their 15-page presentment, the grand jury found no cause for criminal charges against any deputies involved in the botched SWAT raid, but said that they had plenty to say about the investigation. The jury called it sloppy and hurried and not in accordance with best practices. Here's what I want to know.
Okay.
Every single time we hire these police officers, do we not hire them to police themselves?
When did you hire a police officer?
I've never hired a police officer, and I've never had the opportunity, but I think that people believe that police officers are there to protect them, and aren't they first and primarily there to protect them, to protect us from them? Isn't a police officer obligated to say, hey, this is a hurried and sloppy investigation? Excuse me, Sarge, what the hell are you thinking about? Oh, I'm going to pick up a gun and some flash grenades, and I'll be prepared to kick a door in on a house just from the say-so of my superiors. That's not what... I don't think that's what we're thinking of when we, say police. I think it's crazy. Anyway, going on.
I want to just play devil's advocate and be like, you know, what someone who might be thinking is, well, these are real American heroes. They just made a mistake. Cut them some slack.
Well, then I suppose.
Obviously, the grand jury agrees with you. Right? Even though it was a botched up investigation, they still cut them slack.
It's a matter of putting their lives on the line every day.
Well, if they were, then they'd, then they'd be in one of the 10 most dangerous jobs in America, and they're not. And if that's so, then we should be thanking fishermen, roofers, truck drivers, and a variety of other people who are in those most dangerous positions. When a truck driver dies, why is there not a parade? Why doesn't the family get a folded flag? It's because we're a bunch of government-worshipping fools. That's why.
How do you define when someone's life is being put on the line? Is it when the life is actually in danger, or is it when there's a chance that their life could be in danger? Because, like you pointed out, right, like getting up on a roof, there's a chance your life is in danger there. What are the chances? Well, probably greater than as a police officer, as far as injury, the possibility for injury or loss of life. But when you go into someone's home for the search of marijuana or cocaine or something like that as your objective, how many of these raids, we know there's thousands of them, like what, 40,000 a year?
It's gone
up,
50,000,
like
I think.
40 to 50,000 per year of these raids. In how many of those incidents is there actually an officer's life in danger? How many of those incidents do you have someone firing at the police? I bet you it's not very many of them. I bet you it's not even a supermajority of them. I bet you that probably hardly any are actually dangerous to the officers themselves.
Well, Ian, I've seen Breaking Bad, and I know that Walter White was very well armed, so therefore...
Well, all drug dealers.
All drug dealers must be very well armed.
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
And super geniuses.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think the average drug dealer is willing to go down shooting for his or her craft.
I read the news stories. I know about that MS-13 and the
Are you still playing Devil's Advocate here?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Latin Kings and whatever those other ones. They're cutting people's heads off at the border.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Is your life in danger if your life wasn't actually in danger?
Well, I think that that's just the narrative, right?
Right.
Americans have seen a lot of television, and on that television, the police officers are, their lives are on the line. And I've had police officers tell me, well, you know, if my work was anything like that, I'd better be getting paid better. Mm. Also, the idea of how many tools they have to investigate.
Well,
they really
you
don't
know,
have that.
These American heroes are keeping those border jumpers at bay. They'd be bringing their diseases and drugs over the border if we didn't have these heroic stormtroopers in black there to stop them from bringing their criminal ways into our beautiful, glorious country, so that they can cut off little girls' heads and sell them into sex slavery and then have drugs with everyone.
This is Habersham County, Georgia.
They would be injecting marijuanas everywhere.
Are they protecting everybody from South Carolina? I mean, you know, they're nowhere near the border.
They're everywhere.
That's the idea. So I don't know what to say. It's
so no charges. Case closed.
The grand jury says that the investigation was sloppy and hurried, that it was not in accordance with best practices. The grand jury said that they want law enforcement to pursue drug dealers. The zeal to hold them accountable must not override cautious and patient judgment. So, you know, I don't know what they're trying to say here. It doesn't make any sense. It's like
both sides of their mouth.
Right. It's like, we're not going to hold anybody responsible for the things they do.
But tisk tisk.
But you should be act more responsibly.
Yeah. They're shucking their fingers at them.
You want to know how to make police officers act responsibly? You put some of them on trial. That's exactly what prosecutors do to everybody else. We need to send a message. How many hundreds or thousands of times have you heard it on the news? A prosecutor says, we need to send a message. They don't mind putting your butt or your kid's butt on the line to send a message, but this grand jury doesn't have what it takes to put one police officer. They could have put the chief of police if that's what they wanted to do. You want to send a message? You got a problem with best practices? The commanding officer of this, you could have one officer and charge them with it.
Well, I don't think the chief of police could be responsible for someone throwing a flashbang. I mean, he wasn't the one who tossed the flashbang, right?
Well, there was no drug dealer in the house. They did no investigation on this. It was when they say it's hurried and sloppy, they're right. The reason they did this raid is because they always do raids.
Right. Why bother investigating when you can just kick in someone's door?
No investigation was done. A baby's face got blown off.
Yep.
Yes. The chief of police could be responsible.
And the child's alive. This I did not know until you told me last night. I don't know what kind of future this child's going to have, but it's certainly not going to be a pleasant one in the dating scene. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. Speaking of prosecutors, we've got their argument in the Silk Road case coming up.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. The insane war on drugs continues. We were talking about a baby that had its face burned. Apparently it lived through this horrifying experience. And now the police officers in that case are not going to be charged. Grand jury looked at it and they said, nope, not going to bring any charges against these guys. So we've got another drug-related story. This one, the Silk Road. You're welcome to comment on any of this or whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And again, that's 855-450-3733. Now, the Silk Road, it's still in existence. It's this underground drug marketplace, this sort of free market almost. There's some categories that are prohibited, but otherwise you can pretty much sell anything you want on the Silk Road. But drugs are sort of the site's bailiwick, so to speak. And there's, of course, more legal things you can do with Bitcoin. In fact, most of the things you can do with Bitcoin are legal, including collecting a bounty for collecting or for going after a bad guy, for using your investigative skills and busting somebody who's done something wrong. There are bounties available right now at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. In fact, one of them is worth a total of 38 Bitcoin. Bitcoin today, it's up in the last couple of days. What was it, around 350 today or something like that?
350 to 375.
375, yeah. So it's up a little bit. So that's quite a bit of money that you can collect, and those authorities out there, so-called, are not going to be solving these cases. It's going to be done by someone like you who can profit from your work and your skills. So go and check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, so the Silk Road, it's this underground marketplace that exists on what's called the dark web. Sounds kind of scary, but it's actually just an anonymizing system. It's called Tor. The Onion Router is what it stands for. You can go to the Tor website and download what's called the Tor Browser Bundle.
And are people still recommending that? I mean, after the Tor crack?
Well, there was news. You're talking about the news that came out a couple months ago,
right? Mm-hmm.
About Tor allegedly not being secure. I don't know who would not recommend it versus who would recommend it. There was some discussion about, well, you know, is Tor still secure after all this information came out? And some people believe that it is. Others don't think that it is. So, I mean, there's no I don't think there's any sort of authority that you can look to say Tor is not secure. But I can tell you this. If you go on the Silk Road right now, you'll find thousands of listings. People are obviously still using Tor under the belief that it is still a secure thing. And the Tor people did say they patched what the issue was with Tor. So if you believe them, or if you have the ability to go and audit the code yourself as a programmer, you can certainly do that.
Right.
So regardless of the status of what people believe about Tor as far as its anonymity protections are concerned, people are still using it. Silk Road 2.0 is going strong. It's this underground marketplace where you can list almost anything and sell it to someone else in the world anonymously. And so the sellers are anonymous on the Silk Road. The buyers are anonymous on the Silk Road. And when you bring in anonymity into drug transactions, that helps protect people from getting raided. Like, if you're doing business on Tor, you are, in my opinion, less likely, if you're a drug dealer or drug customer, you are less likely to have a SWAT team kick in your door, throw a flashbang in your crib, and severely harm, you know, an infant or shoot a dog or possibly kill you. I think it's far less likely.
I would agree with that. But the problem here appears to have been bad investigations. There are 50,000 raids in the United States per year. And that means that police departments across this country are churning out raids hand over fist. That means they don't have the time to investigate. They, the consequences of a botched raid generally aren't bad. We just get a few stories here and there. This is the first time in 10 years we've been doing this show that we've had a baby's face burned off.
I guess if you don't consider the fear and sort of the PTSD of having armed men kick in your, if you're talking about not bad as in not everyone gets killed during armed raids, I think it can still be pretty bad and pretty traumatizing to have a bunch of strangers gunpoint.
This is among the biggest news stories for a raid in the time we've done this show.
What, the baby story?
Yes. Do you know why, Ian?
Because it's a baby?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay? So when an innocent child has its face blown off by some lackadaisical group of cops because they didn't do their job in the first place, and then they get off of it, it's a big deal. And it should be used as a lever to point out that, hey, you know, the drug war is a mess. Lots of people have damage on the inside.
Yeah, I feel like it's as big a deal if an adult gets shot, too.
Well,
in a raid. It's a human that's being shot and killed by the police. There's plenty of people that have been killed in these raids. This baby lived through it. Anyway, I'm not trying to minimize what happened to the infant, but to make it sound like, oh, well, the other raids aren't as bad. I think they're also pretty bad as well. So you're welcome to comment on that story. And maybe the grand jury in this case, and do you recall what the town was in, was it Georgia, you said?
Yeah.
South Carolina? Do you recall what the town was?
Haversham County.
Haversham County.
It was done by the sheriff.
So may not have been a populated area. I don't know. I'm just, you know, throwing that out there as a possibility. Maybe.
Probably not a city.
Yeah, maybe the grand jurors were afraid the cops are going to come after them.
I suppose.
Yeah, that's a very realistic possibility. I mean, if you know, if you live in, you know, Podunk, Georgia, and there's stories going around about how the cops are, because if the cops are bad where you live, this isn't the only incident.
Yeah.
This is just the incident that we've heard about.
It's a legit critique. I think you're probably, I mean, I don't know what these people thought, but what my general experience is that juries are full of a bunch of
cowards.
Boot-looking cowards.
Yeah.
They're really terrible choices that this nation at one point really did believe the maxim that they'd rather have 10 guilty people go free than have one innocent person put in convicted. Like, they really believed that. They were suspect of their government. But that really changed. And I think it changed with government school, would be my guess. When you send your kid to a government school for 13 years, the chances are they're going to come out believing the government's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an organization. Of course there's going to be propaganda in the government school. What else would there be?
I mean, where we come from, Mark, you and I, and Johnson, you lived there for a while in the Sarasota, mm-hmm. Bradenton, Florida area. The sheriff, I don't know if he still is the sheriff, but the sheriff in Manatee County was widely known among the underground as...
claimed...
As a drug dealer. I mean, there were plenty of people who claimed that this guy was the top drug dealer in all of Manatee County. He's the kind of guy you don't want to mess with. You know, you don't want to. If you were on the grand jury, you probably wouldn't want to indict him either.
We've seen plenty of sheriffs and police chiefs of police get caught for things.
Sure.
Absolutely. My favorite is the one that was incarcerated in the jail that was named after him.
That's the guy in Arapahoe County, right? The guy who was busted with a male prostitute and methamphetamine?
I think that was the one.
He was selling meth.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Sheriff.
I think it's when it comes to a specific charge, I don't know the answer as to whether or not, the Manatee County Sheriff at the time, I don't even know if he still is. I have no clue.
I believe the stories.
You believe them because you choose to. You
don't heard them from enough people.
Yeah. But it's
enough people with credibility.
Argumentum ad populum.
Mm-hmm.
So you choose to believe it.
Argumentum ad credibilityum.
Okay.
People have told me I believe them.
I have no clue, but I am willing to say that there are, in counties across America, sheriffs that use their position to control the drug market, to make themselves the biggest drug dealer in the area. It's obvious.
All right, we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. Also, the latest federal government has responded. Their prosecutors have responded to the latest motion to dismiss in the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road case as that heads to trial in about a month. More coming up.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. You need gold or silver? These are great alternative currencies that have been around for a long time, and they are reliable. They're a reliable way to protect yourself against the inflation of the government currency. And so whereas something like Bitcoin, it's new, it's a little uncertain, you don't really know what's going to happen with Bitcoin, gold and silver, there's, oh, I don't know, couple thousand years of history with those things. So go and get yours at gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. Both takes you to the same place, which is to Midas Resources, which is sort of one of our business partners. They are actually the company that's behind Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate, and they help us get on a bunch of radio stations. We're on over 160 stations, and a lot of it is thanks to the fact that people buy gold and silver from Midas Resources. So if you want to help support Free Talk Live and get gold and silver at the same time, that's the best way to do it. And plus, Midas has also been around for a long time, so they know what they're doing with this whole gold and silver thing. There's all kinds
Yeah, I've been buying from them for years, and they do great business.
There's all kinds of neat choices, very beautiful coins and pieces there.
They have the Valcombi bar. I don't know if you know what this is, but it's a...
Too fancy for me, but some people are into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of neat. So it's a 51-gram pieces put together on a plate, and like it's scored. So if you wanted to break off a gram of gold and use it for currency, or whatever, the Val Combi Bar allows you to do that.
You can do that, but I prefer to buy just a fancy .999 fine silver and gold just because it looks pretty.
I like the I like that too, and they have they have all that.
Gold.freetalklive.com.
How much is a gram of gold worth right now, anyway, if you were able to break off a piece of the
Combi Bar? Well, that's just it. The Combi Bar is it's priced up because it's a special unit. If you're talking about what the spot price is, that's going to be different from what you'd actually pay for a gram of gold.
Right. I mean, it's about, a 50...
Is it 16 grams in an ounce? Or how many... No, I probably have that wrong. How many grams are in an ounce?
How many grams are in an ounce? Over 400. It's like 460-something. Oh,
really? That's right. Ask Ian. He's going to know all about the that conversion.
Speaking of grams, we're talking...
The one thing he knows about is how to convert small amounts of imperial to metric weight.
Actually, did you know that drug grams are different from... drug ounces and grams are different from the actual ounces and grams? Like, they say in the drug world there's 28 grams in an ounce, but that's not actually true. I think it's something like 32 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to pull up...
So how many regular grams are in an ounce?
I really don't know. Somewhere close to 28. Anyway, you
28,
find,
you said? I thought you said 400 something.
No, in an ounce?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about a pound.
No,
never mind.
Right. How many grams? That's why I thought it was 16 grams.
No, it's 20. It's 28 in an ounce.
28. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
So, I was just
I'm a little rusty. You'll have to excuse me. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. So we're talking about the Silk Road. We just kind of scratched the surface on what the Silk Road was in the last hour. Silk Road 1.0 is gone. And actually, it's been about a year now. It was actually around a year ago that Ross Ulbricht was arrested in a public library while ostensibly or allegedly being logged into the Silk Road website on his computer through the Tor browser, this anonymizing browsing system. And the Silk Road was an underground drug market, which had been online for 2 years, a solid 2 years. It was very successful. It had gotten all kinds of press. And so inevitably, the FBI was very, very interested in taking it down and sending a message that this online drug sales stuff is going to go nowhere. Well, they took down the Silk Road. They arrested Ross Ulbricht, charged him with being the operator of the website, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. And then a month later, Silk Road 2.0 was launched. In fact, before that happened, there were another two or three different sites that came into prominence that essentially aped what Silk Road did, what under different operators, and one or two of them turned out to be a scam. The other one's still going, Agora Marketplace. I believe it's still online. But Silk Road came back. It's as good as it's ever been. It's as busy and as popular as it's ever been. And so now they've got these other imitators and competitors out there. So not only is Silk Road 2.0 as popular as the original Silk Road, but the competitors are also popular in doing business. So there's now more business online than ever before, thanks to the federal government's efforts to take down the Silk Road. So despite the fact that they have failed at stopping online drug sales, they, of course, still continue to press forward in their case against Ross Ulbricht. And Andy Greenberg over at Wired Magazine has the latest in the case. With only a month until the scheduled trial of Ross Ulbricht, the alleged creator of the Silk Road drug site, and by the way, I've heard rumors that our very own Michelle Seven may be attending that trial.
Oh, good.
And may be giving us daily updates on what happens there. We'll find out more as it approaches. But Ulbricht's defense lawyers have zeroed in on the argument that the U.S. government illegally hacked the billion-dollar black market website to expose the location of its hidden server. The prosecution's latest rebuttal to that argument takes an unexpected tact. They claim that even if the FBI did hack the Silk Road without a warrant, and prosecutors are careful not to admit that they did, that the intrusion would be a perfectly law-abiding act of criminal investigation. On Monday evening, the prosecutor submitted the latest in a series of combative court filings from the two sides of the Silk Road case that have clashed over Ulbricht's Fourth Amendment right to privacy. The government's new argument responds to an affidavit from an expert witness, tech lawyer Joshua Horowitz, brought in by Ulbricht's defense to poke holes in the FBI story of how it located the Silk Road server. In a letter filed last week, Horowitz called out inconsistencies in the FBI's account of stumbling across the Silk Road's IP address while innocently entering miscellaneous data into its login page. He testified the FBI's actions instead sounded more like common hacker intrusion techniques, and Ulbricht's defense has called for an evidentiary hearing to cross-examine the FBI about the operation. In the government's rebuttal, however, Ulbricht's prosecutors don't directly contest the description of their investigation, but they do criticize Horowitz's testimony in passing as, quote, factually and analytically flawed in a number of respects, unquote. Instead, they obliquely argue that the foreign location of the site server and its reputation as a criminal haven meant that Ulbricht's Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search doesn't apply. So the suggestion is that because the location of the server was not in the United States, even if they did hack into it illegally, it wasn't illegal because it wasn't in the United States.
Well, I think that's nonsense. I would say that I think that they have a better case with the claiming that, look, it's not like we didn't know this was criminal activity going on here. So, you know, that's a different, you know, different ballgame. I don't know what the specifics are, and I can't make the constitutional arguments, but it was pretty obvious that Silk Road was a marketplace for drugs.
Quote, even if the FBI had somehow hacked into the Silk Road server in order to identify its IP address, such an investigative measure would not have run afoul of the Fourth Amendment, claims the prosecutors in their memorandum of law. They go on to say that given that the Silk Road server was hosting a blatantly criminal website, it would have been reasonable for the FBI to hack into it in order to search it, and any such hack would simply have constituted a search of foreign property known to contain criminal evidence for which a warrant was not necessary, unquote. The Silk Road server in question, after all, was located not in the United States, but in a data center near Reykjavik, Iceland. And though Ulbricht is an American citizen, the prosecutors argue that the server's location abroad make it fair game for remote intrusion. They say that because the Silk Road server was located outside the United States, the Fourth Amendment would not have required a warrant to search the server, whether for its IP address or otherwise, says their filing. In a footnote, the memo adds another strike against Ulbricht's Fourth Amendment protections. The Silk Road was not only hosted in a foreign data center, but also rented from a third-party web hosting service. And because Ulbricht allegedly violated the company's terms of service by using its computers to deal in narcotics and other contraband, that company was exempted from any obligation to protect his privacy. Finally, prosecutors argue that for the 30-year-old Texan to claim privacy protections for Silk Road server, he would have to declare that it belonged to him, a tricky catch-22. Ulbricht hasn't claimed personal possession of that computer's data, as doing so would almost certainly incriminate him. But because he hasn't, he can't claim that his privacy was violated when it was searched, according to the prosecutor's reasoning.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, you can claim that privacy, you violated somebody's privacy to get this information, whether it's mine or not.
But if it, we'll come back with more. That's their argument. 855-453, we'll give you the latest in the case. It continues in moments. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online as well. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the site. And if you want to support what we're doing here with Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and it makes a huge difference for us when you do that because it allows Free Talk Live to reach out to people all around the world. We can reach out to radio stations in the United States, Canada, try to get on more stations. We're on over 160 so far, and most of those 160 are on because of the efforts of the Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. So you can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It'll also support Google AdWords, which is a way for us to reach out directly to Internet listeners or people who don't yet listen, but then hopefully will once they find us through those AdWords. So you can help support that. And you can also help support expanding our satellite coverage around the world as well with free-to-air satellite. I'd like to coat the globe with it. Right now we're in Africa, available in most of Africa, as well as all of North and Central America. And so we can do more with your $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines and the newish AMP-only Facebook group, as well as other perks. So go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. The latest from the Ross Ulbricht case. He's the man who's been accused of being the operator of the Silk Road, the infamous, the world's most infamous underground black marketplace where you can buy fake IDs and drugs and other things that governments around the world really don't want you to buy. And it hasn't been taken offline. Silk Road 2.0 is going strong. So the fact that they're trying to put Ross Ulbricht in prison for the rest of his life is, of course, doing nothing whatsoever to stop people from selling and buying drugs online. Regardless, they continue to push forward. Ulbricht's attorneys had filed a motion to dismiss initially, which was on sort of a different basis. I forget what that one was all about, but it got denied by the judge. This one has yet to be denied, but the prosecution has just answered it with their opinion. The motion to dismiss in this case basically says that, well, we don't say that Ross actually had this server that the FBI hacked into that was running the Silk Road website, but if he did have the server, then it would have been illegal for you to search it because you would have had to have hacked into it in order to get into it, and so therefore that would have been illegal. So the federal government is essentially saying the prosecutor's response is that, well, no, it wouldn't have been illegal for us to hack into it because it was in another country. And secondarily, he has not admitted that it was his server, and so therefore there is no privacy protection
for
it.
Well, that's good to know, the hacking. So, like, any hacking that happens, if you hack into a server in another country, you're completely scot-free.
Americans, if you're the federal government.
If you're from the federal government.
Right. If you did it would be illegal.
Oh. I guess that you could call this, like, sort of espionage, right? Like, oh, this is legit. We have spies do this kind of thing all the time. It's okay if they're not American citizens. So if it is we wouldn't do it if it was an American citizen with a foreign account. Are you saying to Mr. Albrecht that this is his account?
Mm-hmm. You know, like, so do you think that applies to anyone who's in the military? If they just want to, like, if they happen to have some computer skills and you want to hack into a foreign government, a foreign private corporation's computer. Just, it's okay. The United States says so. Feel free to destroy our reputation around the world by
if you're doing it on your own volition in the military versus while taking orders?
Sure.
I would say no. I would say that they would think that this is, that this is...
I mean, where does it end? Like,
the only thing they can do.
What's the clarity? It's not illegal, apparently, to hack into a private company if it's not in the United States. How does that make any sense?
The... memorandum of law from the prosecutors continues here, saying that because Ross Ulbricht has not submitted any affidavit alleging that he had any possessory interest in the Silk Road server, let alone one that would give him reasonable expectation of privacy, his motion should be denied, reads the prosecutor's filing. Early Tuesday, this according to Wire.com, Judge Catherine Forrest ordered Ulbricht's defense to decide within the day whether it will argue that Ulbricht did have an expectation of privacy for the Silk Road server, as well as all his other seized computers and online accounts. She's given him till the end of the day Wednesday to make that argument. Ulbricht's defense didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The pretrial motion over which Ulbricht's defense lawyers and prosecution have been sparring for the
last...
That's
a tough position.
Yeah. Doesn't directly seek to have the central narcotics conspiracy and money laundering charges against Ulbricht dismissed. Instead, his lawyers have sought to prove the evidence gathered by law enforcement is tainted. If the initial pinpointing of Silk Road server was illegal, they argue, then practically all of the evidence from the resulting investigation could be rendered inadmissible. That's called, as I understand it, I'm not a lawyer, that's called the fruit of the poison tree doctrine. The idea being that if the police do something illegal to gather evidence on you, then all of that evidence should not be admissible in court. So that's the thrust of the defense in this case. Early last month, the government responded to that motion with an affidavit from former FBI agent Christopher Tarbell describing how the Silk Road server was first found. As he described it, a misconfiguration of the anonymity software Tor allowed the site's login page to leak its IP address. But technical experts in the security and privacy community immediately expressed deep skepticism of that account, and last week Ulbricht's defense responded with a list of inconsistencies in Tarbell's affidavit, as well as new accusations that the FBI had violated the hacking law, known as the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Ulbricht's attorneys compared the FBI's actions to those of Andrew Weave Arlenheimer, who was convicted in 2012 of conspiracy to violate the CFAA when he and a friend collected more than 100,000 iPad users' email addresses from an insecure AT&T website. Remember that story?
Yeah.
They were just typing in URLs and were able to just change a number and get a bunch of supposedly private data.
Wow.
Well, the important part for me, when hackers do in that circumstance, is they show everybody that, look, you're not secure.
Right. That's what sort of the white hat hacker versus a black hat hacker who is trying to hack for their own advantage. While the prosecution's latest filing doesn't dwell on the facts of Tarbell's story, it does point out that the CFAA hacking law is an exemption or has an exemption for law enforcement. Of course. There are in so many criminal statutes, wiretapping, various different things, the government gives themselves an exemption. They get a pass, so they can do all kinds of things legally that you and I are prohibited from doing. In the defense's Arnheimer example, the government argues that the hacker in question impersonated AT&T users to gain access to non-public information. Never mind that the email address in that case were visible to anyone who typed a specific URL into their browser. The FBI's Tarbell, by contrast, only accessed public data on the Silk Road, says the prosecution. And the Tarbell declaration doesn't describe any such impersonation of Silk Road users to gain access to their information on the server. According to the prosecution, they say that it describes his close examination of traffic data received from the Silk Road website, where he used or when he used a part of it that was fully accessible to the public at large, the login interface. The idea being that he just went on the front page of the website and was able to find their IP address.
Well, it's true, right?
Maybe. I don't know. And received error messages that were accessible to any user who entered erroneous login information. Regardless of whether the government calls it hacking or mere warrantless search, however, prosecutors' arguments against Ulbricht's Fourth Amendment protections aren't particularly convincing, says the director of civil liberties at Stanford's Law School, Jennifer Granick. This is the Law School Center for Internet and Society. In the case of the prosecution's argument that Ulbricht would need to declare his ownership of the Silk Road server to claim a right of privacy on its data, she points out that Ulbricht could also claim a right to privacy as a mere user of the site. She says okay. He doesn't have to own the server. Even if he's just communicating on that server, he already has a reasonable expectation of privacy. And as for the government's argument that any foreign server containing an American's data can be searched without a warrant, the Stanford expert says that the notion remains legally unproven at best. This is not an obvious or open-shut argument at all. Overseas searches that target Americans still have to be reasonable, she says. If the target's a U.S. person and it's a U.S. agent looking for information, she says the Fourth Amendment still applies.
Well, that makes sense, too.
That's just her opinion, though, as another attorney.
Well, I mean, I assume that as an attorney, they have some kind of case law that backs them up. But it's, I mean, I can't believe I'm converted by these these attorneys and their legal arguments over and over again.
You mean you've been converted a couple times during this discussion?
I guess I have. In the legal arguments, I'm only looking at this from a legal standpoint because I already believe that free people should be able to put in their bodies what they want, and that the Silk Road is. Frankly, it's a step up from the black market.
So whether the judge will take a similar view will become clear soon enough, but as Granite contends, the defense has now shown at least that it deserves an evidentiary hearing. So that evidentiary hearing would be about, you know, the FBI's collection of this evidence, and which is what it has requested, with the opportunity to cross-examine the FBI about its methods. So what we might see happen here is if this judge grants the evidentiary hearing, that's going to postpone the actual trial of Ross Ulbricht until the evidentiary hearing is complete, and then that could lead to who knows what. If the evidentiary hearing is denied, they could do an interlocutory appeal to a higher-level court, which, again, would also put the case on hold.
You know,
all the while, Ross will be sitting in a prison cell.
Right, that's the thing is that it just isn't really a pleasant alternative sitting in the county jail.
He's in a federal detention center, from what I understand, although that can sometimes be a county jail. There's more coming up here in moments.
Often.
You can take control of the airwaves. A Montana newspaper man, an editor, has been arrested for taking pictures at a traffic accident. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Beautiful Bellawood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellawood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellawood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest to you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.